What was it like working with this cast, and how did you get, you know, certain people? Were they in for shortened periods of time? I mean, William H. Macy was fantastic. I thought Justin Kirk, he almost stole the movie for me. He's incredible in this.
He's like one of the most underrated actors ever. He is definitely who I always wanted to play Greg. I was a huge fan of his from Weeds. I feel like he has this great, like, dark sense of time, comedic timing almost. And I just thought that role would be, like, perfect for him. I didn't know him. He was the last person that we ended up casting before we shot. But I think he's, like, fantastic in it. How do we get our actors? Well, I think we had strong material, which they connected with. And it was a very, like, normal route. We had a casting director. We went through the agents. If the actor responded to the material, I could talk to them or meet with them. And once we kind of did that, you know, people sort of started to fall into place. But Andrew West was definitely on board from the beginning. And then Virginia Madsen was next, and Macy was next, even though he took a little bit. Milo Ventimiglia was someone I had worked with before. You know, and Jim Gaffigan and Nev Campbell, these were just, like, some people we just started, like, hunting them down, I guess. Like, we would really like it to be them, and we know it's no money, but will you please read it? And, you know, it just sort of started happening. And I think once you have a couple of actors, then agents are more willing to, like, take it seriously or read it for their client or let their client read it, you know, even if it's not completely financed. But I think that worked in our favor.